A complex and expensive urban renewal project that's confounded developers for decades in the largest city in western Massachusetts may be close to becoming reality. A complicated agreement on funding the restoration and redevelopment of the former Court Square Hotel building into 74 residential apartments with ground floor space for retail is expected to be finalized by early March, according to several City of Springfield officials. The six-story building that takes up one half of a downtown city block at 13 to 31 Elm Street is an historic gem, but it's been derelict for 30 years, and several prior redevelopment attempts fizzled. The most recent effort comes with a price tag in the neighborhood of $50 million, with the funding coming from nine public and private entities, according to Michael O'Brien, of Wynn Companies, the Boston-based developer that partnered 5 years ago with Opal Real Estate of Springfield to try to pull off the project.
I would say without hesitation that it will be a reality, that it will be restored to its former glory. It will be adaptively reused in a manner that's consistent with all the planning that's gone on for the City of Springfield.
Although all the funding sources have not been publicly disclosed, it is known that MGM Springfield will put in $16 million, $5 million more than the casino company pledged to the project a year ago. The City of Springfield will also contribute funding. The current timetable for the long-anticipated project outlined by O'Brien calls for a groundbreaking near the end of this year and a construction period of 18 to 24 months.
So we do expect that by 2022, somewhere there in June through the end of that year, the project will be ribbon cut, and we'd be actively doing lease up prior to that of the units.
Built in 1892, the building went through several transformations, along with interior renovations. After the hotel closed in the 1950s, it was used as an office building. Because of its location across Main Street from the MassMutual Center, a block from the new casino complex in one direction and Symphony Hall in the other, the importance of the redevelopment project cannot be overstated, according to Tim Sheehan, Springfield's chief economic development official.
Oh, it's got a huge impact. It's the gateway into the Court Square and Symphony Hall and the municipal group from the casino. It's also a gateway project for not just the casino, but the MassMutual Center as well. And as part of our whole effort, we're pretty focused on, you know, growing our convention and meeting business here in Springfield, and this is a great impact for that.
As a condition of its Massachusetts State Casino license and its host community agreement with Springfield, MGM is required to develop at least 54 market-rate apartments within one-half mile of the downtown casino. Springfield City Councilor Mike Fenton, who chairs the Casino Oversight Committee, said the council will be asked to approve a change in the agreement with MGM to allow it to satisfy the housing obligation with its investment in the Court Square project.
Optimism in the air, and this project, which has been the golden goose that has evaded city economic development for the last 30-plus years, is going to be something that everybody can look forward to starting in earnest in 2020.
Additionally, MGM plans to return to the city the former school department headquarters building on State Street that it bought in 2014 as a possible site for housing. Sheehan said a developer is interested in turning that building into residential condominiums.
We're in active discussions about the redevelopment of that project.
The Court Square developers say they plan to negotiate a project labor agreement, essentially collective bargaining with local building trade unions, that occurs before a general contractor is hired. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.